Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York. And her preaching today is entitled, One Who Walks Groping Her Way.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At the time, Jesus exclaimed, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. What is this mystery from the wise, hidden from the wise and the learned, but revealed to the childlike and innocent? Carol Stuhlmuller, passionist and renowned biblical scholar, describes such mystery in this way. To know oneself as child is to realize one's total dependence on God and to acknowledge our state of being continually begotten and receptive of life. We then imitate the beloved Son Jesus, who recognized his relationship to God, his Father, as the deepest source of his life. This divine indwelling is where we receive wisdom, joy, and strength to discern and to act. Perhaps we could describe the wise and intelligent as those who search and seek, but more often we discover that the childlike are more apt to wonder and receive. Today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Kateri Tekakwitha. She was the first Native American saint from the territories of the future United States and Canada. She is popularly venerated as a patroness of ecology. Indeed, Kateri's story was a revelation of the mystery of God's presence. As a young girl, a smallpox epidemic took her parents along with her baby brother, leaving her with cracked skin and diminished eyesight. We can discover how much of her vision was lost from her name, Tekakwitha, which literally means one who walks groping for her way. It would seem most appropriate that all of us who consider ourselves to be spiritual seekers could define our journey in the same way. As an Algonquin Mohawk woman, Kateri became Catholic at the age of 19. She is special for us because she is a saint of the Americas. But we, in the United States, need to ask her to help us recognize and acknowledge our part in the genocide of Native peoples. This, indeed, is a sad and sinful chapter of our history that calls for reconciliation. With repentance and sorrow, we continue to need to pray for healing from our negative evaluations of those who are different. Today, our prejudice continues to slam our national borders shut against refugees and immigrants, perpetuating racial violence, labeling and profile people of brown skin, and supporting systemic white supremacy. We bow our heads and pray, forgive us O God. Kateri also reminds us about her people's mystic relationship with nature as sacred and inspires us to care for the life of Earth, our common home. Through her intercession, may we move towards becoming one loving and grateful global community, global family. The indigenous worldview involves relationships built on reciprocity, respect, and responsibility. It extends to the entire natural world. It is a worldview of giving thanks daily for life and the world around us. May we all incorporate and envision such a response in our own lives. May we pray and act in order to be open to mystery and be drawn to the source of all life and love. On a personal note, I was journeying with a couple dealing with an at-risk pregnancy who gave birth to a beautiful, healthy baby boy during the pandemic. I later was humbled and honored to become the godmother of Michael John. You know, newborns are the most profound image of the mystery of life within. They are totally transparent, clear, completely receptive, open, and vulnerable. God can be seen in the newborn child and can reach out through him or her to touch our vulnerability and to heal our hearts. They invite us to be open to the God who sees us and through whom we see. It does seem that God throughout salvation history tends to reveal things to the unwise, the childlike, the underqualified, the marginalized, and the overlooked. God so often chooses the least likely so that others will see God in them, because God has promised, "I will be with you." May we pray for the grace to be open to mystery and thus be drawn into and be with the source of all life and love. Amen.